He was better.
Basically, in the only condition until the last one you said, you were nothing more than describing how things were terrible. And no one was attaching it to any sense of responsibility or fault or anything. And finally, in this Kina, Abram Kharki, which you just read, somebody put forward a saying that God is telling us it's our fault. It's not the worst thing. It's so interesting that, you know, if you live in such a complacency, it just happened. It should have been different. And nobody says, actually, yeah, it could be different, but it depends on you. This is my scheme of one, if you just read it, describing each stanza. Things happened because of what we did, what we didn't do. Right? This whole team is not. It's the first time we can have it. You didn't listen. You did X. You did Y. That's what happened. It's obviously true that sometimes when you're in shock, it's not easy to such things. And I said before, until then, we're just shocked. So I guess God or Apple, and we're moving, this is what we're trying to do. They listened. And we took the Midrashim, we took the Mishnayos, we took the whole day, but this is what God's telling me. Everything.
You did some Shemitah. Oh, the beautiful one is Maschem Siach Ani Hashem Elokecha. You couldn't care less about the words Ani Hashem Elokecha. I'm God, your Lord. You basically, you want to hear about it. It wasn't going to be something which is going to be real that you really have to live with and live by. That's what we say before we scream the word emes to go to the emunah, you know, in a fast manner. This is this thing. In light of this, the next kina comes in. And I'm just going to explain it before we say it. Just a bit. Okay? Pieces and pieces. On one hand, this is a kina which describes the unique destruction of the Avodas HaMikdash and the Golias of the Mishmar Sakahuna. If you read this carefully, there's allusion here to the different places where the different Mishmaros, the different groups of Chayim were living, that they come to different times to do the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. And if you look carefully, it describes not just what happened, but we suddenly realize, you know, we're not protected anymore. We suddenly realize that our inner dimension is finished. We have no avodah. We're empty. The first things we're talking about, terrible things are happening to us. There's no introspection. We're not protected. Look at the terrible things that are happening. That's all you read for three kinnas. After God finally tells us in the fourth kinna, listen guys, tit for tat, neither can make it neither. We start to see, no, it's not just the terrible things physically happen to us, that actually our whole inner religious world is falling apart. You must understand that at the time of the temple, religion was based around the Mikdash. That's what it was. Sholish Parv, Vashani Yerach, Vashlucha. Avodah Shem Kippur was not here in nice Baal Tefillah. You all came to the Beis HaMikdash to the Mishtachta Bazor to hear the Shema Mepharish, to see the Lashon Shezahirish. The Avodah was there. You didn't say, you didn't have to say the Avodah. It was happening. That's what it was. What happens to Yiddishkeit when all that fell apart? It's no joke. You know, if you think we're human, you think Ben Zakkai was a major revolutionary. Major revolutionary. And also Ezra HaSofer after the first temple. Creating Nusach HaTfilah, creating mitzvahs of Zechar HaMikdash, giving a capability of transforming religion from temple orientation to your own private Torah or mitzvah orientation. The major thing. But at the time, you were no wings, no feet, no hands. I just want to read this a bit just to understand what we're talking about here, if you don't mind. Oh, God. Echa Yashpa Chatzelus Chavetzelus HaShorai. Chavetzelus HaShorai, we know, is a Mashal Bat Tashir Hashem Teklal Yisrael. Beautiful flower, without going into the reasons why. Redam Rain, and there's no more Shiro. A P Naisei Aron from those who carry the Aron, which according to Rambam is both Kainim and Levi. There's no more Shiro of Naisei Aron. No Mishmaresim Kainim the Aron, yes, the Mishmaros, the families of the Kainim, the son of Aron, moved on further. They went away, they left. When the house was given over to those who refused relationship with the Kaddish Baruch. Now we look at ourselves. We are the people of the Bible. It's good for a book sale. But that's how we define ourselves here. That nation, which is defined by the five swarm of Torah, Alabama, we call ourselves that way today. We should cry, as we all know the story of Zechariah, etc. And young flowers, children were slaughtered, just like goats. And they threw away the kainim which lived in Tziporim. It was a certain mishmar. That beautiful bride, adored bride, she was exiled from her home. Why? Ba'avon ma'asrotu shmita. U'arvat shvatim. And the four major punishments, which are basically Dever, Cherev, Rav, and Shvi. Pestilence, sword, famine, and captivity. Hushpata. She lost her adornment. That was that statue that I saw in the museum. They broke her crown, broke her staff, tore her garment, and put a blindfold on her eyes. She was not adorned anymore. Mishmeret Rav Sheta, once again describing another Mishmar of Kohanim. Darkei Yichal Damamu, Kinyifetz Kaslo. This is a beautiful thing. It's not just the temple. As the highways became meaningless. Darkei Tzion Avilot B'libo E'mo'ed. The highways are meaningless. What are they worth if they're not for bringing people to Aliyah the regular? What are they worth? You know, sometimes I say, you know, well, Hashem and Eretz Yisrael, like infrastructure is really being developed. Highways. I travel every day from Yerushalayim to near Ashdod, can't be honest. Oh, I still remember when I used to have major back pains whenever I used to go there. Go through Hulda, whatever it be, Choba. And now there's this unbelievable highway. You know, they don't even, you actually have an underpass and you can't move on. It's like unbelievable. Not to be believed. You know, there's no more Tzomet. It's frightening. And I think it must be the Mashiach's going to come from Ashdod and go straight to Yerushalayim. Why is there these beautiful highways? That's something. Fix up, you know. All the way. Kedushat Yerushalayim is beautiful today. Well, Dr. Tzion Aved, Liboy, and Moed, literally means yes, they are Shomei. The highways were there for a nation converging on its center, living around it, and it's not there, it's empty. Yeah. Kikara Shut Reka, as the famous song went. It wasn't empty. There were other people there. It was empty of meaning. Every Ben Yishmol that's there is very beautiful, but that's not the meaning of the place. The meaning of the place is where we're the Rego, we are the Kerbanas, and that's what Yerushalayim is supposed to be. He said, David. Once the walls were broken, the roads were quiet. It became meaningless. Bami'il kinikrap tilo, and obviously the eel, which introduced entrance into the Mikdash, it was torn. There's no entrance. We don't need any rings anymore, any bells ringing when the plane walks in. There's nowhere to go. Everything was brought down and melted. The Namish Tilo, it moved away from where it was implanted. Once again, another Mishma. They would embarrass those people who fight the war of bread, which means Tamidei Chachamim. The Chulachmu Belachmi, it was Bizayin Tamid Chachamim. They also broke by the charity. Two things they put together. Do you care about people? Do you care about people? Do you cut your bread to give to people? And here's something important to know. Means you cut your loaf to give to people. You know what it means to cut your loaf to give to people? I'm going to read the words again. Cut your loaf to give to people. It means give away something which is important to you to other people because you care about them. I remember hearing from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz that Chanina, his time had come and he was supposed to die. Mora said that Malach HaMavis couldn't get him. He was going to die and preserve it, David HaMelech. So Malach HaMavis dressed himself up as a poor person and knocked on the door. And he says, "No, give me tzedakah." And he gave him bread. So he says, "You ever achmanis on Malach HaMavis, you don't have ani, you don't have achmanis on me, I have to take your soul." So he stopped learning and gave him his soul. So Chaim asked, I still remember the child that used to follow him and listen to him. He says, "I also get stuck here. I wouldn't give my soul." Nice story, but it's not worth it. You know, give my sir, you know, what do? You know, in Jerusalem, we pay tax at the door. Over here, we either come to shuls, then they knock on the door. You know what I mean? You pay tax at the door. I didn't give my neshama away. Reb Chaim started to cry and say, "Yes, but Reb Chanina, when he gave stuff, he gave himself. Every piece of bread that he gave his bread. Give himself. He put his whole self into it. He would give his shirt." Of course, that Arab Lachmecha means that. Cut your loaf and give it to the person. You want to sound terrible? You mean, God, like give a pound of flesh. If you know what I mean. That's what it means. So we have Bizoyim Tamut Chacham, we have not knowing how to give we lost the Korbash Day Alechem. Unbelievable, we lost the Korbash Day Alechem. We couldn't come to Shavuos, we didn't have the Korbash Day Alechem. What's the Korbash Day Alechem? Korbash Day Alechem is an unbelievable Korban. It starts with the Mincha Sa'imer, which is Sa'irim, and develops into finally after Shavuos with Shtei Alechem, which is wheat. You know what that is? So in Sfarim it says Sa'irim is Michael Behema, and Chita is Michael Odo. It says you don't have Das unless you eat some wheat. A Tinuk doesn't start understanding until you give him some grain. Shtei Alechem means we have the capability of rising from Das Behema to Das Adam. We lost that. We weren't Mechabit Tamid Chachamim, we didn't cherish Torah. We didn't give ourselves to other people. We were self-centered. Oh, we gave charity. We didn't give ourselves in that charity. What happens is we lost the capability of rising from Michael Behemoth to Michael Adam. We stayed very sensuous, self-centered, experiential, and didn't develop into cerebral people with a deep cerebral knowledge and emotional intelligence. We were immature. We were eating sa'irim. And the next one says, the Yetzer Hadar Ayin B'Kesed Nifas, this nation which is covered in silver. What does it mean, a nation which is covered with silver? Anybody will one day will learn Ramak and Sefer Paradis describes the minerals, the metals used in the Mishkan. Kesef, anything made of kesef is a kli, what we call nichsayt nichsafti. I yearn, I cherish, I love, I want. It expresses the mida of God loving Jews, the Jews wanting to be with Him, and Him wanting to be with them. That's Zav, that's kesef. Zav is the opposite, Zav is red. It's more mida sadin. Oyvet nechba, the kesef means a nation covered with love. The majesty of the nation which was covered with love, it went. What do we get instead of that? Efer Reish Kipas, we were covered with ashes, as we discussed yesterday. Ovel, Ma'oilo, Bekarnai, Ba'ofer, Ba'efer. Be'er Tachas Efer, Efer Tachas Be'er. That's what we got. Now we're covered in ashes. B'neiris Nichbu, B'neir Nichpas. There's no more light of the menorah, which means to say there's no more ribuy of chokhmah in Klal Yisrael. This hurts. If you live your life trying to understand what God wants from you, and you live your life actually trying to understand what, I hate to say it, you fall asleep because you don't understand the taisus. And all of a sudden there's no menorah. God, there would have been a menorah. Ever smoked you then? The menorah is the kli of chachma. I wish there was a menorah. Like once in a while, a little candle. I could figure things out. The dilemmas are so big. It's multiple levels of life. But no, neirish nichbu, the menorah nichpas. It's been turned over. There's no menorah. Ki poshay b'lechem apas. Once again, because we've sinned and stuck up. In compassion to our fellow man, one doesn't realize how important this is. This theme of tzedakah and Torah goes together multiple places in Chazal. Look at Yitfat. So Yitfat also was once in Mishmeret and lived there, was also taken in captivity. Zochar Zmana Shenasav Nishra Yeshivu. Wow, remember the time when we were so much in love with God that we said Nasav and Nishma. Wow, like we eloped. Let's do it. We'll worry. We'll plan later. We'll get married in Vegas. Mamish, Nasav and Nishma. The Gemara said that Rebbe was learning and he smashed his finger because he was learning so he wasn't thinking. He was bleeding. Didn't notice it. The Gemara said in Shabbos that Tzedek says, you guys always jump, get excited. But you did Nasav before Nishma. The same thing you're learning, not feeling your finger broken. You guys are mad. You're not calculated, not well thought out. You're bleeding, man. How can you not feel it? You jumped the gun. You didn't ask him for Nishma. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. You know the answer? Yes. We did it out of love. Kiderech ha'oisim mi'ahava. I get very, very, very raptured in love. No, we loved. Mitfregen shalas nachtem. You know, that's what we did. So we were so attached with God, and then instead of that, what happened? We were, and you always can feel comfortable. Yes, there's some kind of machina which stays there. Goodness sake, keep the machinas in the safe. The question is, where are you today? That's what the kina is saying. We're always happy today, but Klal Yisrael, blah, blah, blah. Now is the day to talk about today. And what's today? Va'ata, and now, anais amen la'avu. They're not willing to even answer amen. They're not willing to believe in God. You deteriorated from loping with God to not even saying hello. Not even willing to accept things that a basic relationship. We've been tormented and we've eaten bitter herbs. This goes back to once again to the first temple where they actually believed the Yavod Zohar. We will discuss that soon. It's frightening to understand why so and what. Because of that, they basically ridiculed Levium. And therefore, she's accounted among those who anger God. This is crazy. Her impurity basically flattered the world. It was so much of it. And the captain, oh captain, was a famous poem when I was growing up. And the captain left. Next time you read the poem, Captain, oh captain, on the death of Lincoln, this is Mamashir. And now La Rabba Chovel and the captain left. There was no captain. We felt totally rudderless. It means to me the dust covered heaven like an oven. There's no more. There's no one which is getting dressed with the or with the sea with the sight of God. No one is engulfed in godliness, for the skies are covered with our dust. The enemy's hand stretched out towards our great temple. For now I suddenly realize I warranted extinction just as the generation of the flood. And that's a frightening reality. And as in all truth, it wasn't just supposed to be a kuchorbun, it was supposed to be a kloya of God's Kal Yisrael. Every sense of those terms, it's even God's mercy that we're around. This kisei, which means his migdash, God set aside for being destroyed. Basically, now we understand that we did something wrong. Now, I'm going to let you read. There's so much more to read here. I'm going to take one piece just because this is endless. I really think that you have to understand these things. If it doesn't generate the feeling, what are you doing? Reading medieval poetry is like reading Latin. Or for some people, French. I mean, Kabbalah Lazman, Gait Latin. I mean, whatever you can learn. But it says over here, Niskad oil avoim v'nichav, yushavti aninav v'yav. We are now a new, we feel like a meis mutal lefanein, we're oinanim, we don't have a father. Once again, we're lonely. We've lost everything. We have no meaning. I've stopped playing the musical instruments of the minim and the ugo. I want to tell you a story about the ugo. Mor says, ugo is made from a kana. Marie. Mor says in Erech and Afyud, Ugov is an abuf. Targum. You should say it. When you say that Luka at the end. So Ugov is abuf. That's what the Targum is the target. Mor says, abuf haya bamigdosh. There was a abuf in the migdosh, umikana haya. It was made of a simple reed. Mor says in Tainus, you know why? What the importance of a reed? The reed is capable of withstanding all the pressures and continues growing. It's because it withstands all the pressures, all the winds of society, all the winds of the world. It doesn't break, but knows how to be flexible and continues growing. Gizeh machlit. It's because of that it was chosen to be the kli for writing a Sefer Torah. A kana, kumos shokana. Why was Kulmas Shokana? Why would they use reeds at the time to write the Sefer Torah, Kisvi HaKadosh? Because that was a kli which was flexible, withstood the pressures of time, and continued thriving. The metaphor should be obvious. A consistency under multiple pressures of cultures, never giving up, thriving and growing, is the kli which is needed for writing Kisvi HaKadosh. The Gemara says, "Abuv haya ba migdash v'shulchan haya." Itziba melech v'sipo zov. Modern times, the old-fashioned punnets not that marketable. So you know what? We'll cover it in a beautiful glory. Don't gold. V'lo haya kolei orev. The sound was the same. Yisirat sipuyay, they took away that beautiful gold plating. V'haya kolei orev, and it was orev. Capability of singing a song which connects you to the past in the simple old way, in the truths of yesteryear, obviously with different languages, different tools, but to carry on a tradition of flexibility withstanding the pressures of time is the Shira of the Abuv. That you got. And that stopped at that point in time. No one thought there would be a tomorrow. And we said, there is no more domantil tzavtzeb minubu gav. We nisah alai kinam yishmeyes yeshevav. One more piece which is interesting. There are a lot of them, but take another one. Pirsah ve'yot shaleach ki lehamina ve'ashpein v'shaleach. Sent out his hand, there was no one taking. But we did not believe in the Nevi'im, which were sent, Hashkem v'Shaleach, they were constantly sent to us, we didn't believe in them. Hushbata bris melech. Why do you care? What does it mean to you today? Hushbata bris melech, the covenant of the salt, was basically stopped. What is the covenant of the salt? You know what it is? The Medrash tells a story that when God put up the heavens, so to speak, God divided the celestial waters from the Mayim Tachtonim, the waters of here. And the waters complained to God, "What do you mean? We want to be near God." As if, you know what I mean, God's in the stratosphere, we want to be closer. A very funny Medrash. Says, "Don't worry about it, they will derive salt from you and we'll put the salt in the Mizbeach and you'll be close to God." You know, it makes me feel as if you're going on a rooftop in Yerushalayim and close your eyes and have a guitar, you're close to God. I'm sorry, you're not. You're close to God wherever you are, if your mind and heart are with Him. You can be in a rooftop and then, you know, look at the stars, that may be an emotional high, which works. It doesn't matter where you are. Maskilu David biyoto b'ma'arat tefillah, and it works. Me in a cave. I mean, once again, in education, we use tools of emotion, but the truth lies in eternal values, which are not defined or determined by temporal emotions. So you have to understand that close to God. So in ancient Jewish literature, I think of that, explained this as a metaphor. There is mayim, is that which nurtures growth and life. And there is the chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which comes down, gives to us, without us doing anything. He just does things for us. That's Mayim Elyonim. They keep on coming down. And then there's Mayim Tachtonim. There's our prayers, our actions. They rise up and they nurture that Mayim Elyonim of God. We bring water up, so to speak, and then He gives water down. Bris Melech means to say that we want to be able to know that our Avodah will finally be effective in Shmei Shemayim. That we will be able to generate the Chesodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mayim Tachtayim Amru Ritzaneinu Liyos Hamamal. We want to be next to God. We want to affect it. I want my mitfila and my Torah to make a difference. And that's the Bris of Melech. Yes, your Maisim do make a difference. And when you say who's the brisnaf, you know what you just said? That snipped the umbilical cord, and you guys ain't making a difference. And that's, I don't know, in the world of religion, that is like the most tragic thing I can think about. But you won't have it in your translation books. There are other books which explain these things. Hushtus Brismalach is like the worst thing that can happen for the religious Jew. The Ein Shemem Mulach, the Rosh Memlach. I just want to finish this. This is Vitzadiku Hashem Kipiu Maras, God is righteous, but we have rebelled. V'oru Ora Adi Yisoid Haras, yes. He undermined our fundamentals. Tmura Ziv Zimras, instead of us proclaiming how God is our glory and God is that which we trust, Oziv Zimras Shrova Yilu Yeshua. Wow! Wasn't that beautiful? Trust God and it all works. Instead of that, kinim olea nechras. Yeah, what we do now is we moan and we lament. That's us. Okay, that, I guess we have to start saying something. Let me just say the kinim.
The police department have notified us that there are some cars parked near the corners. If you're not 50 feet from the corner, if you don't move it, they will sue. So
it is
just those corners down by it and the corner down.
Yeah.
No,
let's say something to bed.